Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Class, you can listen to us on GCN Live, GCNLIVE. You can listen to us on wrenchradio.com, R-E-N-S-E, radio.com. You can listen to us on Odyssey and BitChute on the Ron Gibson channel, Ron, G-I-B-S-O-N. You can listen to us on Global Star Radio Network, Galaxy 19, the satellite. And you can listen to us on the Global Star Radio Network telephone listen line. And that number is 605-615-1815, 605-615-1815. And that number works really, really well. And the time to listen to us is when we're live, because that telephone listen line is for multiple broadcasts. But when we're live between 9 a.m. Central and 11 a.m. Central Time, that's when we are on that particular telephone listen line. Thank you, Todd Wade, for doing that. Kathy's with us. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Kathy, I am really, really well. You know, yesterday, I decided right after the broadcast, I had a dental visit, and I decided that a couple hours, few hours, and I was going to go to the parade. You know, I wasn't signed up. I didn't fill out the application. I've got this old tractor, and it's a 1974 Ford Model 3000. It's blue, and it's a nice-looking tractor for a 50-year-old tractor. And I had it hooked up in the yard anyway, and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to go. So I started up the tractor, hopped on, I put my earplugs on, I put my safety glasses on, and off I went down the driveway, and I opened the gate. I didn't tell anybody. I didn't ask any permission. I didn't fill out any forms. I didn't register. I just went right through the gate with my tractor, and I spent the rest of the afternoon up until the time I needed to leave for the dental appointment in the parade. And do you know what? I took first place. Now, I was the only one in the parade, and it was on our farm, and I was going around in circles pulling this propane tank. So we have a propane tank that was converted to a roller. You've seen the lawn rollers. Well, this thing's about 8 feet long. It's got a heavy frame. You can put about 300 gallons of water in it and make it really, really heavy. And what it does is it pushes down rocks. So I was in this parade of just one person, me, riding around the farm in circles, pushing down rocks. And I went up and down the driveway with it. Now, this is a five-minute university lesson. So, of course, I'm kidding about the parade, but what I did was the ground is soft, and it's starting to thaw out, and it's semi-firm but not too firm. So our driveway is pretty long, and what happens is over the winter, going up and down the driveway, it pushes down the crushed stone, it's called Crusher Run. It's limestone that's been crushed. Some of it's dust, some of it's rocks. And it gets to be like concrete when it's really hard and dried out. So right now it's a little moist, and I was able to roll the center of the driveway and push the center down so the center wouldn't be high and relative to the tracks on either side of the center. So we let the grass grow in the center of the driveway, and there's two tracks where the tires go. So I pushed the grass down, which made it so that there would be more ground clearance for vehicles to go up and down the driveway, and I pushed the rocks down in the field, and that's what I did yesterday. I had a great time. So I just want to mention that you don't have to enter the parade. You can just show up. You can do it yourself. And you know, the joys of being a farmer is you don't have to ask permission. And that's the point. Being a farmer, I don't have to ask anybody's permission to do anything here on our farm. I just do whatever I want. And so does the rest of the family. Any comments, Kathy?
Oh, I know, Vince. It's so work in the work environment sometimes. I've had some duty people that I've had to work for, and it was just awful. So that is a bonus when you don't have to report to anybody else.
Yeah. And, you know, I do take a ham radio with me, a walkie-talkie, and we've got him here at the house. And we go off and do adventures like that when we're not right next to the house. We tell everyone what we're doing. That's another five-minute university. So for example, if I'm going to go to the barn, I'll say to Mrs. Finelli, I'm going to the barn. And I'll be back in about 5 minutes. So if a half hour goes by and I'm not back, she'll come looking for me because she knows something's wrong, okay, or something might have happened. And when I go out on the tractor, you know, it's pretty darn dangerous. Farm equipment is one of the most, well, using farm equipment is one of the most dangerous occupations on the planet. And so a lot of things can go wrong, get run over, and many people have. And so I bring a ham radio with me, a little walkie-talkie, a Bofang. And it works really, really well. It covers the entire farm, and I can, you know, push the talk, and there's always someone who has one on his or her belt as well. So we're all in communication with each other. And not only is it important for that reason, but sometimes we need things. Like we'll go to the barn and shoot. You know, we need an air tank to inflate a tire that went flat in the barn. That's a quarter of a mile away. So we could, you know, radio someone else at the farm, could you bring the air tank and the inflator gauge, or can you bring a jack, or can you bring the jump box, you know, the battery booster box to jump a dead battery? A lot of things that it's really handy for that. So that's a five-minute university lesson that, you know, you can stay in communication. Now, the reason I have to do that is I don't have a cell phone. But, you know, it doesn't really matter because yesterday, Kathy, there was a cell phone outage across the United States, well, across from the mid part of the country to the East Coast. At least 70,000 customers were hit. So this was AT&T. This was all the major carriers, you know, T-Mobile, U.S. Cellular, Verizon, and it affected about 70,000 people. So we're looking at Dallas. We're looking at Atlanta. We're looking at, who's AT&T, Cricket, FirstNet, Verizon, T-Mobile, U.S. Cellular, Straight Talk, Consumer Cellular, and Boost. So those carriers were down. They were just flat out down. And if you read the Internet about, so what they do about it, well, they're monitoring it. They're working on it. And nowhere do you find that the cell phone company say, yeah, it was a router in, you know, in Dallas, or it was a cable cut, or it was a satellite outage. They don't tell you. They don't tell you what happened. They just tell you that they're monitoring the situation and or they're working on it. So imagine that. So if 911 was down. 911 was down. So San Francisco Fire Department issued a statement saying that they have been made aware of the issue, and they urge citizens to use to try calling from a landline. And that's what people are dumping. People are dumping their landlines. So when the cell phone network goes down, the plan is to use the landline that's being ripped up and abandoned all over the United States. Unbelievable. So here we are. Kathy?
Vince, I thought I heard somebody say, I don't know if I read it, but I thought I heard that they're trying to eliminate the landlines. I forget which company. It was just one of the things I think I heard on a news source, but they were trying to eliminate them, and I don't remember what the reason was, but they were...
Well, the reason is cost. The reason is cost and control. So here's the thing. So initially, putting in a landline was for everybody a huge problem because they had to run copper wire from power pole to power pole to power pole, or telephone pole to telephone pole to telephone pole. And it was so expensive that they used to have something called a party line. So here in rural America, you know, the whole road, let's say it's 10 farms. 10 farms would have one telephone line, and you'd have to share it. And it was called a party line because 10 families were on the same phone number. And so, you know, your next door neighbor, if you're talking with someone, your next door neighbor could pick up their phone in their house and listen in and say, "Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you're online. How long are you going to be? Because I need to use the phone too." So, you know, there was a sharing of the telephone lines. And then, and talking about copper lines, then what happened is ways were figured out to run more copper wires. So then there were individual telephone numbers for each house. But for a while, even during, you know, my lifetime, there were party lines. So some people had party lines, less expensive. Some people had private lines, which were more expensive per month. And so then it looked like the rollout was easier and easier to put more and more copper out there. And then cell phones appeared. And it was a real problem to put cell phone towers up. Okay? But once they got the towers up, they could add more antennae and more antennae. And so then more and more people jumped on the cell phone bandwagon, and they thought, you know, what do we need a landline for if I've got this thing that I can walk around with? It's a lot more convenient to have a phone in my pocket than to go to get the phone on the wall in the kitchen and use that. So people dumped their landlines. So now we have a situation where people like me, you know, on our road, we have a landline, but our neighbors don't. So there might be 2 out of 10 farms that have landlines. So the telephone company is saying, you know, it's a real nuisance to have all this equipment because Finelli and his neighbors, and his neighbor has a landline. So what they're doing is when the landlines go down, they don't jump and fix them as quickly as they used to. So a landline used to be up 99.9997% of the time. It was the most reliable thing man has ever made. Even more reliable than roads, because roads had potholes. So landlines were really, really good. But now the cost of maintaining the copper, because it's decaying and failing, the insulation's breaking, people are crashing into telephone poles and are just taking down the landlines. Now it's easier to have cell phones, because cell phones can communicate tower to tower with microwaves. So you don't have to worry about, you know, stupid people crashing into telephone poles and taking down the network, or people crashing into these telephone stanchions that pop up out of the ground for underground wire. You see this, you know, like kind of a greenish color unit sticking out of the ground, and then, you know, maybe 2,000 feet away, there's another one. Well, people just drive into them and take down like 100 telephone lines. So it's a real nuisance for the telephone company to keep the telephone lines working. I'm talking about landlines. It's much easier now that the towers are mostly in place to keep the cell phones working. So that's where we are, Kathy. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah. Vince, do you mind if I bring something up about some of the pet recalls, pet food recalls?
Please do, Kathy.
Okay, there, you know, obviously we can all get online and look it up. I know Purina, there's certain brands of Purina right now that are in recall, and there's also one called Blue Ridge Beef. That one was in January. And some of the things I wanted to bring up, the symptoms and what to look for, and I would say, like, watch your dog. And the first thing is, if they don't want to eat it, some people kind of leave it there, or they
stop aging now. Restore those joints, boost your strength, because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one
one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Classes are really important if you have loved ones in your family that are dogs and cats, domestic animals. And Kathy is going to tell us about some pet food recalls. Kathy?
You know, Vince, I got cut off, but one of the points that I wanted to bring up is this is nothing new. You and I both talked about the melamine in, I think it was 2000 or 2004, where I can't remember, like 500,000 dogs and cats ended up dying of kidney failure. And there's been listeria and salmonella and all kinds of different things in the food. So there's websites that are pet food recalls that you can go to and look up, and it will tell you which ones. Some of them I found they're really not talking about it too much because I think the studies aren't done. But there are different people that are online that are tracking this. And so I would say go and type in what dog food you have and see if it's on the list. But what people tend to do is they go, oh, they just don't want to eat it. And, you know, it could be spoiled. It could be moldy. It could have a toxin. Maybe they ate it once and then they got a bad upset stomach. So if they don't want to eat it, don't force them. Don't put like gravy on it or mix some meat in it or something, because you really don't know if it's good or not. And one of the stories that I read, and that's how I really started being very careful, and eventually now I cook for my dog exclusively, but there was a woman that had two dogs, and they were the Newfoundland dogs, and they got really sick by eating the dog food. And this was back probably around in the maybe late 1990s. And so she took them off of the dog food. She took them to the vet. He said, well, just feed them like chicken, carrots, and rice for 2 weeks. They got better. So then she went back, and she gave them the dog food, and they got sick again. So it became like a mission to her that she was going to figure out what was going on. So first of all, the pet food company denied it. They didn't want to do anything about it. And so then she had to privately pay a lab, and she found out what they were putting in the dog food. I mean, there was cancerous tumors in there. There was pentobarbital at a higher level than it should have been at all. I mean, it shouldn't be in there at all, but that's what they use to put animals to sleep, to euthanize them. So they found bits of wood pulp, collars, disgusting food, rotten food. So she knew that this was, so this became like her mission to, and she wrote a book, and it's called Foods Pets Die For. And I believe it's still available online. So I guess I would say if you have your beloved animal, just really be careful. Try to, you know, really pay attention to the pet food recall list. There's different ones you can sign up for, and they'll send you alerts. But some of the symptoms I would say is to really watch out for. And I would say diarrhea, lethargy, vomiting, refusing the food, bloody diarrhea, fever. You know, some dogs have seizures. Maybe they have trouble urinating. And if you feel like you have one, you know, first of all, you could contact the company, and they may want you to send it back. Or sometimes they tell you take it back to the store. If it were me, I would keep some. I would keep, you know, a good portion, because that way, if it does come out later, that in the original bag, if it comes out later that, yes, there was a problem, at least you've got proof that your animal could have been harmed or was harmed. So it just, you know, I love animals. I love dogs and cats. So to me, it's like to see them suffer and or die because of a problem. I know there was one not too long ago, Vince, that they had a really high level of vitamin D, and it was enough that animals suffered, and I think some of them died with that one too. And I think that was in 2022 or 2023. So it's just, I just want people to say, don't say, oh, I'm just going to give it to them anyway, or we're going to put something on it, like eggs or something, and then the dog ends up getting sick or dies.
All correct. Everything you said is absolutely true. And we lost a dog to Golden Retriever. Menu Brand Pet Foods. It's a large company that sells under a lot of different labels. And that was the melamine waste product that was added to dog food. Absolutely true. Around 2007.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
USA USA News update. Harvard's acting president is denouncing a cartoon that's being viewed as anti-Semitic. The illustration, which has been circulated on social media by pro-Palestinian campus organizations, depicts a hand marked with the Star of David and a dollar sign manipulating nooses around figures resembling a past president of Egypt and the deceased boxer Muhammad Ali. It's been 10 years since it last happened, but Neil Young and Crazy Horse are heading out on tour. It'll start in San Diego with twin shows on April 24th and 25th. There'll be stops in more than a dozen cities, including Dallas, Phoenix, Atlanta, and New York City, before closing out in Chicago on May 23rd. The tour will be followed up by a new album release. It's mainly re-recorded songs from Neil Young and Crazy Horse hits past. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Watch it. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my...
When you go to
the season, for 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's with us, and she's ringing the alarm about contaminated pet food. And here's a quote from Wikipedia. Now, I lived through this. Kathy lived through this. We didn't talk about this prior to the class today. But let me read this to you. Quote, Beginning in March 2007, there was a widespread recall of many brands of cat food, cat and dog foods, due to contamination with melamine and cyanuric acid. The recalls in North America, Europe, and South America came in response to reports of kidney failure in pets. Initially, the recalls were associated with the consumption of mostly wet pet food made with wheat gluten from a single Chinese company. After more than 3 weeks of complaints from consumers, the recall began voluntarily with the Canadian company Menu Foods on March 16, 2007, when a company test showed sickness and death in some of the test animals. In the following weeks, several other companies had recalled the contaminated... In the following weeks, several other companies that had received the contaminated wheat gluten also voluntarily recalled dozens of pet food brands. 1 month after the initial recall, contaminated rice protein from a different source in China was identified as being associated with a kidney failure in pets in the United States, while contaminated corn gluten was associated with kidney failure in pets in South Africa. As a result of investigating the 2007 pet food recalls, a broader Chinese protein export contamination investigation unfolded, resulting in concerns about the safety of the human food supply. By the end of March, veterinary organizations reported more than 100 deaths among nearly 500 cases of kidney failure. However, many sources speculate the actual number of affected pets may never be known, and experts think that the actual death toll could potentially reach into the thousands. In the United States, there was extensive media coverage of the recall with calls for greater government regulation. Reports of widespread and possibly intentional adulteration of Chinese animal feed with melamine raised the issue of melamine contamination in the human food supply. Research has focused on the combination of melamine and cyanuric acid causing kidney failure. Reports that cyanuric acid may be independently and potentially widely used, a potentially widely used adulterant in China, highlighted the concerns for both pet and human health. In 2008, foods contaminated with melamine in China affected an estimated 300,000 children with hospitalizations and death. End quote. So we know that the Chinese counterfeit pretty much everything. Nike, sneakers, clothing, Krugerrands, gold bars, silver dollars, all kinds of products. And they dump their waste products into pet food and send it to the United States. Now, our dog was killed by this. And you know what? My question is, where are the men? Where are the men? And where are the baseball bats? Where are they? So, if your loved one, who happens to be your golden retriever, German Shepherd, Dachshund, Whatever that, or cat, or cats, what are you going to do if you find out that you bought pet food that you trusted the label, you trusted the store, you trusted the store to make sure that they weren't selling contaminated with salmonella and listeria dog food and cat food that has a waste product that they make unbreakable plates, dinner plates with, melamine, and that's ground up and put in your dog food? What are you going to do? Are you going to go visit the president, the CEO, the members of the board of directors of the corporation? Or are you just going to say, gosh, you know, I really miss Buddy, you know, our dog? This stuff, is going to continue until we start saying hello to the people who are causing these problems. I think it's going to continue. I'm not calling for any violence. I'm just saying, you know, if your neighbor happens to be the CEO of a pet food company and they're adulterating dog food with melamine and wood chips and other chemicals and waste products and dog collars and euthanized animals, and which they're all doing, it's going to continue until we say hello. Now, what you might not know is many years ago I was a computer consultant. You probably know that. But one of the companies I was a computer consultant for was a rendering company in Virginia. Very large one. Rendering company. And rendering is when a dead animal is ground up and put in a kettle and heated, and now that becomes food. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about dogs with cancer, cats with cancer. I'm talking about roadkill. I'm talking about cows that die in the field. I'm talking about pets that have been euthanized at the veterinarians, you know, because they've got some kind of a disease that's so bad that the pain is unbearable for the dogs, or they're incontinent, or the cats. So they get the euthanization chemical. It's still in their system. They get picked up by the truck for the rendering company. They get thrown into a kettle or grinder, ground up, put in a kettle. The slurry is heated to a specific temperature, which kills the bacteriological pathogens. And that becomes the protein that's on the label of 17%, 18%, 21%, 22%. That's where the protein comes from in the dog and cat food. And if you're wondering why dog food is and cat food is that brown color, it looks like dried blood, that's why. Because it's dried blood. So the chickens that die in when the power fails and the factory chickens' house loses circulation of air to keep the chickens cool, they overheat and die. They come with a front-end loader, they scoop them up, put them in the truck, take feathers and all to the rendering plant. Grind them up, cook them, and then that slurry is sold as dog food. So here is a post on the internet, and you can look it up. Darling Ingredients Incorporated completes acquisition of Valley Proteins. Texas, May 2nd, 2022, quote, the world's leading company turning food waste into sustainable products and producer of renewable energy today announced that it has completed the acquisition of Valley Proteins, one of the largest independent rendering companies in the United States. The company first announced the acquisition in December of 2021, the purchase of price of $5.11 billion plus or minus various closing adjustments. As part of the transaction, Darling Ingredients has acquired 18 major rendering plants and used cooking oil facilities throughout the southern and mid-Atlantic regions of the United States. We are excited to welcome Valley Proteins to the Darling Ingredients family, said Randall C. Stewey, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer. Valley Proteins has built a successful rendering and cooking oil business that immediately strengthens our base business and expands our ability to provide additional low carbon intensity feedstocks to fuel the growing demand for renewable diets, end quote. So, what do I know about this business? I was the computer consultant for Valley Protein. I was at the plants. I was there in Virginia. I saw it firsthand. Kathy?
Yeah, Vince, while we're on a roll, I remember you and I, We shared emails about those rendering plants. They had those rotten animals in these huge, look like storage tubs out in the open. You know, Vince, they were rotting, and they're using rotting food, and they pick up roadkill is the same way. You know, I guess if it's fresh and somebody takes it and is able to, but if it's laying there and it's half decayed, how could it possibly be good for our animals? And, you know, Vince, the reason why the woman that wrote the book knew about the pentobarbital was because she contacted some veterinarians and they said it's taking more to put dogs down than it used to. And then that's how they figured out. Not only did they find it, but they were talking to veterinarians. And there's a website, Vince. It's called Saving Pets One Pet at a Time. And people are reporting to this woman because she lost a dog like you to a, a disease or, you know, chemical or whatever that was in the food. Anyway, you can go there, and apparently they're sharing information and a lot of ideas. You know, Vince, it's not even, you kind of wonder, like, why are animals now getting cancer and diabetes and having seizures and all these other things? Well, you know, I'm old enough that I remember, you know, my grandparents had a farm, and I was too young to remember that. But then when they moved, they always had dogs. And they just fed them what they ate. They fed them table scraps. They didn't go to the vet for anything else. They just kept them at the farm, and they took care of them. And they either died from old age, or some of them, I suppose, you know, maybe they got hit with a farming accident or hit by a car or something. But I remember, like, the one dog they had was 17 or 18. And it was just a healthy dog. And, you know, then one day it got older and it died behind the barn. I mean, so, you know, Vince, and it's not only that, we have recalls now. Quaker is another one that it's the Quaker oats, it's the granola bars, it's anything with the oats. So I would get on at the FDA.com. They have a whole recall section. There's another product, and it's in Quaker oats, and it's in Cheerios. It's called Clormaquat. And apparently, it's for some reason, it's higher in the General Mills Cheerios right now. But apparently, it's in a lot of our products. So I think they're lying to us, too, about that and how much damage it does or doesn't do. So there's just also, Dole has a recall on their market salad. So, you know, I would just give a quick look at that, too, Vince.
So let's talk, when we come back, let's talk about a little bit more about first-hand information that we have and also what to do about all this. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kath is with us in Ohio. In class, there are a lot of 5-minute university lessons that we are weaving into today's class. So here are a couple of them. Now, if you move into a rural area like we did here in Missouri, there are very few people that live in the part of Missouri where we live. Our nearest neighbor is about a mile away. And the people that are the natives, they notice when you move in and they start talking about you because they want to know. They want to know who you are, why you're there, what your, you know, what your MO is. They want to know what you're up to. Because initially you're a threat. They don't welcome you and say, oh, this is great, you know, the new family's moving in or moved in. They want to know what you're up to and what problems you're going to cause. You may not be causing any problems like we are. We're not causing any problems. But they want to know. They're afraid. So they're going to be talking about you. And so about 20 years ago, we moved into this part of Missouri from Virginia. And I got a call from a guy who was a mover and shaker about 20 miles away, maybe 25. And he invited me to meet with him for lunch, Dutch, meaning we would each pay for our own lunch. So I accepted, and I went to meet with him. And he took me to this warehouse, this huge building. And he said, this could be yours. He wanted me to start a company, like a computer manufacturing company or some kind of company, because he thought I had the capability or maybe a track record of building companies. So he wanted to have me bring economic development to this part of Missouri, 25 miles away. So he showed me this warehouse, and there was a whole... I couldn't figure out exactly why I'd be using this warehouse. I didn't like it. You know, it was a relatively beat-up building, but it was huge. And it had this concrete floor. And there was all kinds of snack foods on the floor. I'm talking about bags of, you know, the equivalent of Fritos and Cheetos and potato chips and, you know, junk food. Piled up. Lots of it. And so my question, obviously, is food on the floor? Really? Mice? Rats? You know, it was kind of a building where, you know, wild animals could get in there. And it's all on the floor in the bags. So what are you doing with all this junk food on the floor? He said, well, there's a company here now, but they're going to be moving out. And what they do is they pick up all the out-of-date snacks from the supermarkets, and they put it here, and then they turn it into pet food. And I'm thinking, this seems like a lot of work. I'm all for, you know, not wasting anything. But what about all those bags? You know, the aluminized bags, the plastic bags. You know. What about all that? So what do you do with the bags? What do you do? Oh, we just grind them up. Do you hear what I said? We just grind them up. So the bags and the contents become part of pet food, according to what I saw. Now, with Kathy, I heard, maybe I heard wrong, but I think I heard Kathy say dog collars. Is that right, Kathy?
Yeah, dog collars, dog tags. It was all identified in her in her book.
Yeah. So the dead animals, the dead dogs, the dead cats that have just been euthanized, get rendered, ground up. No need to take the hair off them. No need to take the dog collars off. No need to take the dog tags or cat collars. No need to do any of that. Just throw them in the grinder. Just like this junk food that was on the floor in this concrete warehouse. So the bottom line is we don't know what's in the pet food. We flat out don't know. But here's the problem. The problem is we go through about 50 pounds of dog food, a 50-pound bag a week. Now, is it possible that Mrs. Finelli can cook up 50 pounds of chicken and beef? And you know, we supplement, but we flat out can't make 50 pounds of dog food a week. We can't do it. It's too much dog food. Maybe we could have fewer dogs. But we adopt dogs, you know. We rescue them. So what is the answer? Well, I have one answer. The answer is, you can do what we do, and you could buy 500 pounds of dog food at a time and then put it into food-grade 55-gallon drums. That's what we do. We have food-grade 55-gallon drums with removable lids that was used for syrup, date syrup, that was bought from Africa, imported into the United States, and then decanted into small jars and sold on the Internet. Date syrup. So we rinse them, we buy them. So we're the first reuser of them. We rinse them out, sterilize them, and then we put the bags of dog food in them and put the lid back on them and keep them for months before we serve it to the dogs, like 6 months. And we look for the recalls. And that gives us some time to find out if the dog food that we bought is contaminated. That's how we do it. And we do it with everything, not just dog food and cat food. Kathy, I'd love to hear your comments when we come back. This is a real problem, class.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com.
Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.